Beating the Street by Peter Lynch with John Rothschild.
I turned off my Quotron at the Fidelity Magellan Fund on May 31st, 1990. This was exactly 13 years from the day I began running the fund. I figured I had purchased more than 15,000 stocks for investors in Magellan, and many of them more than once. No wonder I had gotten a reputation for never having met a share I didn't like. My departure was sudden, but it wasn't something I had dreamt up overnight. The task of keeping track of so many companies had begun to take its toll. As much as I enjoyed managing a portfolio the size of the GNP of Ecuador, I missed not being home to watch the children grow up. When you start to confuse Freddie Mac, Sally Mae, and Fannie Mae with members of your family, and you remember 2,000 stock symbols, or forget the children's birthdays, there's a good chance you've become too wrapped up in your work. By mid-1990, it finally dawned on me that the job had to go. I remember that my fund's namesake, Ferdinand Magellan, also retired early to a remote island in the Pacific. Although what happened to him afterwards, he was torn to shreds by angry natives, was enough to give me pause. Hoping to avoid